The two girls accused of the crime told police they stabbed their friend because they believed that could prove the fictional web villain Slender Man was real. When Lisa Suhe, a Christian Science Monitor columnist, heard that, she got worried because she knew her 10-year-old son had been spending time on the Slender Man website. She found posts on the site encouraging children not to tell their parents about this villain's power to control their thoughts.
I had to go through the websites with my kids each and every time a new one popped up. And I had to address it in a calm, logical, here we are in the daylight. Now, let's look at these pictures. You know, doesn't it look like this is just a guy in a costume?
That's the kind of conversation Joanne Cantor says parents should be having with their children about any kind of violent or dark website they may be frequenting. Cantor, a UW Madison emeritus professor, has been researching the impact of media violence on children for more than 3 decades. She says preteens are at a tipping point in their lives where they're still testing the line between fantasy and reality.
And so they may be in the sweet spot for having overblown reactions to this kind of supernatural, unreal, but very dark fantasy.
Cantor says the Waukesha stabbing is both a rare and extreme example of how children may react to such websites, but she says it is a wake-up call to parents to communicate regularly with their children about where they're spending their online time. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.